This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Planting time has arrived, and that brings its own challenges. Iowa State University Extension Farm Management Specialist Steve Johnson offers some key advice to help you seek success for the new crop year.
Focusing on the controllable factors, I think a lot of farmers are distracted as we get into 2018. And that'll be true of the planting season. We don't know about the farm bill. We don't know about trade, the tariff issues. We've seen much higher crop prices, especially in late February and March, that hopefully we rewarded. I think staying focused on those controllable factors, especially during planting, in this early planting season is going to be critical. Again, I'm an ultimate optimist. I think the opportunities are going to be out there in agriculture in 2018, but we're going to have to manage risk in a different type of way. Again, focus on 2018, controlling the crop controllables.
Keith's focus on the controllables includes your risk management plan, as well as your time management during this peak season, and of course, maintaining your focus on a safe planting season. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Oh, this flu season has been a killer. Literally. For example, in Indiana, there have been 304 deaths from the flu season this winter, compared with 103 a year ago. 226 of those 304 Indiana influenza fatalities were among people 65 and older. The people of Wisconsin vote tonight on conservation and environmental issues. Commonly referred to as the spring hearings, the meetings are held in every county of Wisconsin to gauge public support on fishing and hunting and conservation and environmental issues. 54 questions are on the ballot this year, all of which are advisory now. But one question deals with global warming and how much support there is for renewable energy resources. From This Week in Agribusiness, with all of this trade war talk, you might be shocked at how much we export of some of the crops we produce in the United States. Cotton leads the list of the major acreage crops. We export 75% of the cotton grown in America, with rice in second place, as 51% of our rice is sold to other lands. Third place is soybeans, very much in the spotlight because of the tariff dispute with China. One half of the soybeans grown in the U.S. get shipped out of this nation. And wheat is not far behind at 47% exported. Rounding out the top 10, we export about a fourth of our fresh fruits, our processed vegetables, and about one-fourth of the pork produced in the U.S., about 18% of the broiler meat, and 14% of the U.S. corn crop. If you're wondering about dairy, that's 13%. Beef exported, about 10%. A proposal to criminalize falsely passing off a dog as a service dog has passed the Missouri House. Now, this would be a misdemeanor crime in Missouri. I think 18 other states have a similar law, but it's a challenge to enforce because under federal law, merchants who may be suspicious about a service dog can't ask for proof of its training. There's been quite a proliferation of these on airplanes, and I'm telling you, some of them are huge. Some are larger than their owners. There was one that I shared a flight with that parked its tail on my shoes. Well, I got a free shoe shine. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.